Welcome to Meet the Teachers. Today's topic, does instant messaging lingo cause a grammatical breakdown in students' writing? And our students today are two teachers who are experts in this field of reading and writing, and they are here to share their views on the impact of instant messages and students' teaching and writing. First to speak will be Ken. Hi, Ken. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Here we also have Samina. Hi, Samina. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Samina, I would like to know, do you see any problems in the classroom with your students' writing? Do you think that instant messaging, the way the grammar is set up, does that affect their writing in the classroom?
Yes, I think there are some problems when they use some code language. Do you call that code language?
Yes, that's what it is. Like you say they want to write tomorrow, they write the number 2, and then M, R, and W, taking out the vowels, and stuff like that.
Yes, those type of language, when they're using text messaging, they have a tendency to use it on writing literature. So I think that will affect in their future academic achievement because they are not learning how to write proper English and how to use them properly when they are using those code language using text messages.
Kian, what's your view on this issue?
Well, being an expert, in my field, we tend to see that children tend to write how they talk. So if they're using this way to communicate with their friends, they're going to bring that into their writing. And they need to know that that's okay for the internet or the computer, but in the classroom, there needs to be some kind of mechanics, there needs to be some kind of format. And I feel that they're losing that in the classroom today because they're using the internet in the classroom and using those codes instead of relying on writing.
What do you think if there is any solutions for us to help solve this problem? Because we do not want our children to be writing incorrect grammar, incorrect spelling. So is there any way you think a teacher in a classroom can help remedy this problem?
I think teachers, our educators, need to bring it to the students' attention and have them use better writing practices in the classroom to show them that there's a difference, just like there's a difference from how we talk to our friends and how we talk to people as a job professional. So they should see the same thing applies to writing.
Okay, we're closing up now. I'd like to say thanks to Samina, thanks to our expert Kian, and special thanks to our audience. Until next week, until we meet again, and say bye-bye. Thank you.